Okay, so get this. We're deep diving into all the AI advancements that literally just dropped like today, December 13th, 2024.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot to cover. We have a whole stack of news articles here.
Whole stack, huh?
Yeah, all hot off the press,
Oh, wow.
covering all the big moves from, the major players, OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, and even a glimpse into how people are actually using this mind-blowing tech.
It's incredible to see how quickly things are moving.
Yeah.
What really stands out to me is this whole thing of AI becoming more human-like.
Oh, really?
Like how it interacts with the world. We're not just talking about text anymore.
Right.
Today's announcements are all about AI that can like see, hear,
Oh, wow.
and even process information in ways we really only dreamed of.
It's like science fiction is becoming reality. Like right before our eyes, let's start with OpenAI. They just dropped a bombshell by giving ChatGPT both vision and audio capabilities in real time. Can you imagine like showing ChatGPT a live video feed and it analyzes what's happening
Oh my God.
right there on the screen?
The potential applications are like mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Think about accessibility for a second.
Okay.
Someone with visual impairments could use ChatGPT to describe their surroundings through a
Wow.
camera.
Oh, wow.
Or imagine a surgeon using ChatGPT to get real-time feedback during a complex procedure.
Oh my gosh.
It's a massive leap forward in how AI can interact with and understand the world around it.
Yeah, it feels like we're moving away from AI as just like a text-based tool and towards something that can actually like understand and respond to the world, just like we do. But OpenAI wasn't the only one making waves today.
Of course not.
Microsoft also jumped into the ring with their new generative AI model, Phi-4.
Yeah, they're coming out swinging. What's fascinating about Phi-4 is that it's designed to be super powerful
Right.
for enterprise users, but still accessible to smaller teams
Okay.
and individuals. That's a tough balance to strike.
Yeah, it is.
And it could be a real game changer for smaller businesses
Right.
that might not have had access to this level of AI before.
So it's like democratizing access to powerful AI.
Exactly.
That's huge. But what about performance? Like, how does it stack up against the heavyweights, like GPT-4?
Well, that's the surprising part.
Oh, really?
Despite being smaller than some models, Phi-4 is supposedly matching
Oh.
or even outperforming GPT-4 in certain areas,
Really?
particularly in science and technology queries.
Interesting.
Yeah, Microsoft is really emphasizing the quality of the synthetic data used to train it.
Okay, hold on, back up a second.
Sure.
What exactly is synthetic data?
Oh, good question.
Like, for those of us who aren't AI
So
experts.
essentially, synthetic data is artificially generated information
Okay.
that mimics real data.
Got it.
So in the case of AI training, it's like creating a massive virtual world
Oh, wow.
for the AI to learn from,
I see.
allowing it to be exposed to a wider range of scenarios and possibilities
Oh.
than it might encounter in just real-world data alone.
So Microsoft is using this virtual training ground to give Phi-4 an edge.
Exactly. It's pretty clever.
Yeah, that's clever, but let's not forget about Google. They've also been busy cooking up something special with Agent Space, a tool that combines AI agents with their already impressive enterprise
I
search.
know, right? Google is taking a slightly different approach.
Oh, yeah.
They're focusing on making that enterprise data truly actionable.
Okay.
Think about all the information locked away in company emails,
Huh.
reports, databases.
Right.
It's a goldmine of insights,
Yeah.
but often very difficult to actually access and utilize effectively.
Right.
Agent Space aims to change that.
So it's like having a superpowered research assistant that can not only like dig up information from every corner of your company,
Totally.
but also understand what it means and suggest what to do with it.
Yeah.
That sounds incredibly powerful.
Oh, it is. Imagine you need to pull data from various departments,
Okay.
analyze trends, and then draft an email summarizing your findings.
Yeah.
You could potentially do all of that through a simple conversational interface. It's
Wow.
about moving beyond just finding information to actually using it to make better decisions.
That's a huge step forward in terms of AI integration into the workplace.
Absolutely.
But let's circle back to OpenAI for a moment, because they had another big announcement today.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that advanced voice mode in ChatGPT we talked about earlier? Well, get this, they just added vision capabilities to it. That's right. And this takes the sensory upgrade to a whole new level. We're talking about multimodal AI, where the model can like seamlessly integrate information from text, audio, and images. It opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
It does think about being able to ask ChatGPT about a dish on a menu.
Okay.
Just by snapping a photo.
Mm.
Or having it describe a piece of art in a museum, like right there in real time.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's taken us closer and closer to that sci-fi future.
Yeah.
Where AI understands the world the same way we do.
And speaking of AI understanding the world.
Right.
Anthropic, another player in the AI field, launched their new model called Claude 3.5 Haiku.
Yeah.
Don't let the poetic name fool you.
Right.
This model is built for efficiency and speed.
That's right.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this Haiku model. What makes it so special?
Well, first of all, it boasts a massive context window.
Okay, hold on. Let's define context window for our listeners who might not be familiar with that term.
So the context window refers to the amount of information an AI model can remember and consider when processing a request.
Got it.
A larger context window means it can handle more complex tasks.
Uh-huh.
Longer pieces of text.
Okay.
So when we say Claude 3.5, Haiku has a massive context window.
Yeah.
It means it can tackle some pretty sophisticated stuff.
Got it. So larger context window equals more brain power, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. What else makes this model stand out?
Yeah, what else?
Well, Anthropic designed Claude 3.5 Haiku to be incredibly efficient.
Okay.
At language processing, delivering fast and accurate results
for
things like coding data analysis.
I see.
And even creative writing.
Wow.
It's like a haiku, small but powerful.
Yeah, I like that.
Plus, it integrates seamlessly with their real-time content workspace called Artifacts.
Oh, wow.
Making it even more versatile.
So it's a lean, mean AI machine.
That's right.
Ready to tackle a wide range of tasks. I'm sensing a trend here.
Yeah.
A lot of these advancements are focused on making AI more accessible and efficient.
Absolutely. It's not just about raw power anymore.
Right.
It's about creating AI tools that are user-friendly, adaptable, and can be integrated into our lives in seamless and meaningful ways.
And speaking of how people are actually using AI,
right.
Anthropic did something really interesting. They analyzed 1 million real-world conversations people had with their AI, Claude.
Oh, wow.
And the findings are pretty revealing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating glimpse into how AI is becoming woven into our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in ways we might not even expect. So as you might expect, a lot of the conversations centered around like coding, you know, and business applications like web development data analysis. But what's really interesting is that people are also finding more creative.
Oh, really?
And unexpected uses for AI.
Give me some examples, I'm all ears.
Okay, so some people were using Claude for like dream interpretation.
Dream interpretation.
Yeah, which I find fascinating.
Wow.
Others were using it to get help with tabletop gaming.
Really?
Like, imagine getting AI-powered suggestions for your next move in Dungeons & Dragons.
That's wild. I'm a little skeptical, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, do we have any idea if people are actually finding these interpretations helpful or insightful, or is it more of a novelty?
That's a great question, and I think it speaks to this broader issue of trust and reliability. Like, when it comes to AI, we're still in the early stages of exploring all the ways AI can be used.
Right.
And it's important to approach these applications with a healthy dose of critical thinking.
Absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in the hype, but we need to remember that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used responsibly or irresponsibly.
Right.
But enough about dream analysis. Let's shift gears to something a bit more concrete.
Okay.
Remember earlier when we talked about self-driving cars? Well, NVIDIA is making some major moves in that space, specifically in China.
Yeah, that's right. They're ramping up hiring in China, bringing on over 1,000 new employees.
Wow.
Including 200 researchers focused specifically on autonomous driving technology.
So if NVIDIA's bets pay off, your next car might just drive itself.
Right.
While you sit back and relax. How does that feel? Are you excited, terrified, or a bit of both?
It's definitely a game changer.
Yeah.
It raises a lot of interesting questions about safety regulation.
Right.
And the future of the automotive industry as a whole.
But let's not limit our imagination to just cars.
Right.
AI is also poised to revolutionize healthcare.
Uh-huh.
And we saw a particularly striking example of that today with this proposal coming out of Stanford University.
Oh, you mean the research proposing a global initiative to create a virtual human cell using AI?
Yeah, that one blew my mind. A virtual human cell, that sounds like science fiction.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But this is serious science.
Oh, yeah.
And the implications are enormous.
Really?
Imagine being able to study diseases and test new drugs on a virtual model of a human cell.
Oh, wow.
This could dramatically accelerate the pace of medical research
Uh-huh.
and lead to breakthroughs in treating a wide range of illnesses.
A virtual human cell, it's almost too much to grasp.
I know.
Like, if we can model a single cell, could we eventually simulate an entire human body?
Right.
What would that mean for medicine,
Yeah.
for our understanding of ourselves?
Those are some big questions.
Yeah.
And I think they highlight the fact that we're just scratching the surface of what AI is capable of.
You think so?
I do. Today's announcements are just a snapshot of the incredible pace of innovation in this field.
It's a lot to process, that's for sure.
It is.
From AI that can see and hear to self-driving cars to virtual human cells.
Right.
It feels like we're living through a technological revolution.
We absolutely are.
Yeah.
And it's both exhilarating and a little bit daunting.
I agree.
You know, a few years ago, we were marveling at chatbots.
Uh-huh.
That could barely hold a basic conversation.
Right.
Now we have AI models that can generate realistic images.
Wow.
Compose music, write code.
Oh my gosh.
And even offer like therapeutic advice.
Really?
Changing the world as we know it.
So with all this happening so quickly, how do you stay grounded?
Right.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed or even a bit apprehensive about the future of AI?
Honestly, yes, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
The pace of change can be dizzying. And it's natural to have mixed feelings about the potential impact of these technologies.
Right.
But I think it's important to focus on the positive aspects as well.
Okay.
AI has the potential to solve some of humanity's greatest challenges.
Like what?
From climate change to disease to poverty.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the fear-mongering.
Right.
But AI is a tool, and it's up to us to use it for good.
Exactly.
What are some ways that you see AI making a difference for the better right now in the world today?
Well, we've already touched on some of the possibilities in healthcare and transportation.
Yeah.
But I also think it's important to acknowledge the role AI is playing in democratizing access to information and empowering individuals to be more creative and productive.
Can you give me some concrete examples? I'm a big believer in the power of real-world stories.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine a student who can now use AI tools to research complex topics, translate languages, or even get personalized tutoring in subjects they're struggling with. Or a small business owner who can leverage AI to analyze market trends, automate marketing campaigns, or even create stunning visuals without needing to hire a professional designer.
Oh, wow.
These are just a few ways AI is leveling the playing field and opening up opportunities that might not have been accessible before.
That's truly inspiring. It's easy to get caught up in the hype and the fear.
Yeah.
But it's crucial to remember that AI can be a powerful force for good.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, it's up to us as humans to guide its development and ensure it's used ethically and responsibly.
I couldn't agree more. AI is a tool, and like any tool.
Yeah.
It can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
The choices we make today will shape the world we inherit tomorrow.
Okay, that got a little deep there for a second.
Yeah.
But hey, that's what deep dives are all about, right?
Exactly.
Exploring these complex topics and trying to make sense of it all.
Exactly.
Before we wrap up, I have one more question for you.
Yes, you.
We've talked about a lot of different AI tools and applications today.
Yeah.
What's one thing that our listeners can do right now to start exploring the world of AI for themselves?
Yeah.
Something simple, accessible,
right,
and maybe even a little bit fun.
That's a great question. Well, I would say, why not start with the tool that kicked off this whole AI frenzy in the first place?
What's that?
ChatGPT.
Oh, ChatGPT.
It's free, easy to use.
Uh-huh.
And you can literally ask it anything.
I know.
From writing a poem to explaining quantum physics to even just having a casual conversation.
Really?
It's a great way to get a feel for what AI is capable of.
Right.
And to start thinking about how you might use it in your own life.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
I love how ChatGPT can be both informative and entertaining.
Yeah.
You can learn something new, have a good laugh, and maybe even spark some creative inspiration.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe you'll even discover a new passion or a hidden talent.
Oh, that's so cool.
The possibilities are truly endless. And that's what makes this whole AI revolution so exciting.
It's really striking how all these advancements point towards a future where AI isn't just a tool, you know?
Right.
But almost like a creative collaborator.
Yeah.
Think about it. We're seeing AI models generate realistic images. compose music, write code, things we traditionally think of as uniquely human.
It's a fascinating shift. We're moving from using AI to just automate tasks.
Yeah.
To using it to like augment our own creativity and problem-solving ability.
You know, I've actually dabbled with AI writing tools.
Oh, really?
And it's pretty amazing to see how they can spark new ideas or help overcome writer's block.
It's true.
But it also raises some interesting questions.
Like
what happens to the concept of authorship when AI is involved?
That's a big one. And it's something we're going to have to grapple with as AI-generated content becomes more prevalent.
Like, is it the person who prompted the AI who's the author or the AI itself? And how do we assign value or ownership to AI-created art music?
Right.
Even inventions. These are uncharted waters, legally and ethically.
Absolutely. It's like AI is forcing us to rethink some of our most fundamental assumptions about creativity and ownership.
It's exciting, but also a bit unsettling.
Definitely. And it highlights the importance of having these conversations now.
Yeah.
Before AI becomes so integrated into our lives.
All right.
That we haven't even figured out the rules of the game yet.
Yeah, that's true.
We need to be proactive in shaping how AI interacts with our legal frameworks, our social norms, and even our personal values.
It's a reminder that technology doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Right.
It's always shaped by the choices we make both individually and collectively.
Exactly. And that's what I hope our listeners take away from this deep dive.
Yeah.
Yes, AI is incredibly powerful and evolving at an unprecedented pace. But ultimately, its impact on the world will depend on the choices we make.
Right.
The questions we ask and the values we prioritize. Yeah.
So to everyone listening, as you go about your day and encounter AI in your own lives, remember to think critically, ask questions, and be part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
The future of AI is being written right now.
It is.
And we all have a role to play in shaping it.
Beautifully put. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those brains engaged.